You're listening to another great podcast in the Stoplight Network.
This is App Minute, the short form podcast that discusses all things mobile, from apps, cases, headphones, and all things in between. Visit us at appminute.com.
Happy early new year 2012, everybody, from John Nemo here on App Minute number 208. Well, if you've got a little bit of extra cash in your pocket because you maybe returned a gift or you got some money for your holiday gifts, I've got some ideas of some gifts you can give yourself. The first one comes from Edifier. That's E-D-I-F-I-E-R. It's called the Tick-Tock Dock. It's a retro-style looking alarm clock, but it's more than an alarm clock. It does have a radio built in, and it does have a cable so you can use an external audio device. And it does have a very nice clock surface, an LED clock face. The best thing is you can spin a little dock at the bottom, recessed, or it spins out, and you can stick your iPod or your iPhone on it. You've got a docked music device to wake you up, and you can sync, and you can have various alarms. I want to be totally honest about this. It is a little bit awkward to figure out what the settings are, because they've put the buttons and the places that you press to make all of your settings and tunings and adjustments on the back in these rubberized little knobby things that you press. But once you figure it all out with the help of the manual, which is pretty good, you will love your Tick-Tock Dock from Edifier. And the list price is about $80, and I've seen it as low as $62. I'm telling you, the sound on the Tick-Tock Dock, it looks like it's going to sound crummy. When you turn this thing on the first time, even if you're just listening to the radio, the sound is staggeringly good for a small and very affordable alarm clock. Of course, you don't need to use it for alarms. You can use it as your primary audio source for Pandora, for Moog, for anything you want, iTunes. I really love it. And I've already had a guest staying in our guest room, and she was using it all the time. I had to tell her to turn the darn thing down because I'm trying to get to sleep. So Nemo raves about the Tick-Tock Dock from Edifier. When you go outside, you want to take some pictures. Here's what I recommend: the Gorillapod SLR Zoom from Joby, J-O-B-Y. And of course, we will have links to both of these products on our show notes for App Minute 208. What the Gorillapod SLR Zoom is, it's a tripod, a fairly compact tripod. But the nice thing is the legs are made out of these little twisty, turny, knobby things, so the Gorillapod as a tripod can go anywhere. It can stand anywhere. It can hook around things. It has a nice level on it. It has a quick release head, and it will take everything up to a small to medium SLR. But any of your pocket cameras, any of your smaller SLRs, your bridge cameras, small video camera, the Gorillapod SLR Zoom. At retail price is $50. It's actually quite a good deal for $50 because it's indestructible. It doesn't weigh anything, and it really goes anywhere. But I see it as low as $28 US online for the Gorillapod SLR Zoom. You can wrap it around tree trunks and tuck it into recessed areas on your car or anywhere where you're out hiking to take pictures using your tripod with your SLR, small SLR, or other camera. I want to definitely thank our sponsor, and you'll hear our ad right after the podcast is finished, but I also want to mention that our sponsor, Rogue Amoeba, as well as a bazillion other great app companies, will be at Macworld, iWorld, Moscone Center, the end of January, San Francisco, MyMac, App Minute will be there. See you there. Thanks, everybody. Happy New Year. John Nemo, signing off. This App Minute podcast is sponsored by Rogue Amoeba Software. Their motto is strange name, great software. Let's spell it. R-O-G-U-E-A-M-O-E-B-A, rogueamoeba.com. Their software is available on the internet only. I've been using their software for years and years and years, and the software that all the App Minute podcasts are made in is called Audio Hijack Pro. Record any audio, and they mean anything that's on a Mac, you can record it. You can learn how to do complex recording, or you can just do a simple click, hijack, click, record, boom. iTunes, Safari, Skype, live microphone, anything at all that's happening, sound coming into or out of your Mac can be recorded using Audio Hijack Pro. It takes a little bit of time to get used to the interface, but believe me, it's worth it. And their support team is very good with email response. If you can't find the answers on their answer page on the website, rogueamoeba.com. Now, Fission, F-I-S-S-I-O-N, is the software that I use to edit every podcast and all the audio that I do in my entire life. What Fission is, it's a waveform editor. That sounds very geeky. It isn't. You can just expand or contract the sound file that you're listening to and say, hey, I want to clip that out. I want to copy this. I want to paste that. I want to add something to it. Fission and Audio Hijack Pro from Rogue Amoeba. John Nemo gives his 3 thumbs up, 12 out of 10 rating and recommendation. I use him personally all the time, and every At Minute podcast is made using Audio Hijack Pro and Fission from RogueAmoeba.com. So thank you very much, Rogue Amoeba. And now you can buy them both together in a bundle for $50 US. Normally, Audio Hijack Pro is $32. Well, well worth it. There's some days I would pay 10 times that. And Fission is normally $39, which is a darn good deal for a basic sound clip editor. And you can buy them instead of $32 and $39, which is $71, you can buy them for $50. Thanks a lot, Rogue Amoeba.